This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dear God, how anyone watches that is beyond me. All right. And here's a question. We can just kind of fill in the blanks here. Bottom line, no one with a brain's going to argue. Yeah, you got screwed on the last play, right? Come on, man. We all watched it. I don't need the NBA two-minute report. That's just insulting. The bottom line is, I think you did a million things to lose that game regardless. And for the one town that wants the roughest, nastiest brand of basketball.
The grit.
Yeah, I really don't need that to be the fan base that wants to beg for a call. Here's the point. There's no negativity from me. I can't speak for Rico or anybody else. I told you. This team, the fact they're in the playoffs, this team, the fact they're competitive, a.k.a. not the Memphis Grizzlies, this team not being in the play-in, that is an unbelievable franchise act of God. I'm good. But my one thing is, do you now want to come to my church and Rico's church, where David isn't invited, and do you want to pray at the altar of we need a star? We've got to get someone with Cade because this whole if it ain't rough, it ain't right routine with fringe NBA players, guys, the league's never going to let you win. They're never going to respect you.
Because this style, it's not sustainable to win a championship. You know, you can make your series interesting. You've had a couple of coin flip games that you've lost the flip in game one and game four. But this isn't a style that could take you all the way to the Larry O'Brien trophy.
By the way, I've narrowed it down. It depends how much money you want to spend. But the correct color of Rico's shirt, you would need to buy the 96 count. It would be the Shamrock. Or if you go big with the 120 count, I couldn't afford that as a kid. The 120 count, Rico's either Caribbean green or jungle green. I think Caribbean, it's a little lighter.
Well, I got to be jungle green.
We're leaving that alone, and I'm just going to go. You know what? Cameron in Sterling Heights, 97.1. Cam, what's going on?
You know, I just want to say something first. Thank you for, you know, having common sense and everything, and regarding that, as you always say, both things can be true, unlike a couple of, like a certain someone from the station, but I'll digress.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, you know, I think this shows a problem with Detroit sports fans in general. They always want to deflect blame, and they never want to acquire anyone that wants to be, that could be very good at least. Like, I have people telling me, oh, Ashur Thompson is the true Robin, and I'm just like, really?
I quit.
You know what? Both things can be true. You know, you turn the ball over twice as much. And at the end of the day, you can only really blame yourself.
Well, the other thing is you shot damn near 22% from three. I mean, you were terrible from three-point land. That's not how your team can function. Meanwhile, the Knicks hit damn near 50%. Like, hey, again, both things are true. I'm thrilled this team has not embarrassed itself. They've been competitive. But I think this summer, your franchise better make a decision on what you want to be. Do you want to be the grit and grind Grizzlies? You think you're going to bully your way into something? Or do you want to get with the times here and go, okay, look, we're always going to have a little bit of an edge. We'll always play with a little bit of physicality. But we do need to kind of go, okay, foundation's been set now. Bickerstaff's got to chill. Long term, I don't think that's going to play. Because he's in the refs here from start to finish. Rico, 2 minutes into the game, he's looking over at the refs and it's... Like, you can't do that all 48 minutes.
Every morning he wakes up, chooses violence. Right. As David put in the pre-show meeting, I don't know how sustainable that is before you just burn yourself out and you burn your team out because now it's you just think that everybody's against you. And guess what happens after you MF people for so long? They say, okay, you want to treat me like that?
Actually, it's.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, I didn't call that. Probably should have. But you know what? I'll apologize after the game.
It's just friendly advice. It's not negativity. And this summer, we'll do the shows. And look, I know what's going to happen. This town is going to shoot down every suggestion because it's not Michael Jordan in his prime. And then I'm probably going to smash a chair.
You know what? Apparently you were listening to some of my phone calls. I'll bring up a name. No. Okay, well then who? Because here's the thing.
Let me tell you, I got a power forward out of Texas A&M. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy. Jesus Christ. Guy's unbelievable. Oh. Guy's absolute great hip turn, drop down.
Right.
I can't wait for you to bring up names.
Yeah. It is. Because it's like, well, no, not good enough. No, not good enough. No, not good enough. Well, then who's he? Who is good enough? Well, I don't want to give up beef stew. I don't want to give up this person. Then you're not going
to
win.
You don't want to give up beef. Whoever you were talking to, whoa. Like, maybe not call them again.
You may have to give up Durin. You may have to give up beef stew. You're going to have to. If in order to get a star, it's going to hurt. You're going to lose somebody that may be a fan favorite, but down the line, you'll win. Because this whole, we got to do it the hard way, we got to do it the Detroit way, it doesn't work that way. Even if you go back to the going to work Pistons, okay, they actually had people who can score. You had Rip Hamilton. You had Chauncey. You had Rasheed. That every night, they will go out there and contribute.
The problem is the way they played, they wouldn't get to 70.
They play defense.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of defense. You know nothing about this.
No, it just, look, I think, you know, part of my problem is, I don't have the ability to be furious because I'm so thrilled that they're even here. You know, maybe I'm just losing my touch. But I also had no expectation of, like, getting calls. I had no – first of all, I never thought the refs were going to let this team play this way. They've gotten away with it in three of the four games, and I'm like, wow. Because, yeah, should it be 2-2? Yes. But the problem that it comes down to is you can't close fourth quarters in this league with wannabes. And that's not an insult. But Tim Hardaway Jr. or Malik Beasley or Tobias Harris, they are NBA players. They are top 0.1% at what they do in the world, but they are not top 25% in the league they play in. You can't, man, it's the difference between Oreos and Hydrox. You need the real McCoy. You want to close a game, you need a Tatum or a Brown. Right. You need a Giannis. You need a Steph. You were talking Steph Curry out here, right, and you were damn near aroused. You need stars to close. There is a reason you can't close the Knicks out. You're going with Tim Hardaway Jr. Their Robin is Karl Anthony Towns,
right,
OG Anunoby.
And if you're going to go the solo route, you have to be a superstar like Steph Curry is, where occasionally, guys, get out my way. Watch me work. You got the best seat in the house.
I think Cade has that ability in him.
Cade, but
this is
star.
His first trick. Right. I think there's more there. You know the funniest part? Go back and look at the one dunk he had that was beautiful. Went to the left hand. That was a moving screen all day. No call. But Cade in the pick and roll, if I can get him a big,
right,
why have I been screaming about a stretch four?
So,
or a modern
so what you're
center?
Saying is Cat, Oreos, Durin, Hydrox.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, basically. 248-539, and it's not a shot.
He's a burnt cookie is what he
no,
is.
No, Durin, no. No, 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 no. And Durin's 21 years old.
He's good, David, but
he's not a modern NBA center, David. And unless you have a stretch four to compliment him, a real one, not Tobias. Look, Trajan, let Trajan cook. We're going to see what this summer's about. But I hope they make a little bit of a pivot. More of your phone calls next.